Welcome to All Wine Aside. This is episode 25. Did that rhyme? I felt like that rhymed.
Episode 25? Oh, All Wine Aside 25.
Oh, yeah. No? Okay, good. Sloan's like, fuck you.
Had a rough day for this.
Okay, what's up, man? What's up, y'all?
Nothing.
You're still pregnant?
Still pregnant. I think I lost my mucus plug.
Already? Is that early?
I was freaking out a little bit, but I looked it up online.
What's that?
When your cervix starts to open, it's almost like a piece of mucus that plugs your cervix, and you lose it. And it's just a sign your cervix is starting to open.
They went like this?
It's not hard plastic.
No, like.
No, like, it was more like. Yeah, maybe it's like a blob. But
and then you have like mucus coming out.
Yeah, and I was like, "What the hell?"
Yeah, what color
is it? It was actually clear. When I lost mine at KG, it had blood in it. And I remember I was like a week away from giving birth, and I called my mom. I was like, "I'm losing the baby." She's like, "You're probably going into labor." This time it didn't have blood; it was just clear. But
because it's so early,
right? But apparently, one, it can replenish yourself if you it can replenish itself if you lose it early. And two, as long as I'm not having contractions, there's no
problem.
Maybe you'll have.
And I'm not having contractions.
There's not like dirt going in there.
Well, that's the only thing is they say don't take any baths after you lost it because you are at risk for, I guess, more of an infection, bacteria.
Replenish yourself.
And that was the mommy section of the show.
Yeah. Nice and gross.
Now, mommies, tune out.
You can go take care of your babies now.
Guys, you can come back. What about you, Sloan? You feel better?
I had a music festival again. I think I'm going to die from like liver cancer at 34.
I think I'm going to die from liver cancer also.
Well, we can die together.
Yay! Same grave and everything.
Yeah.
Hold hands.
Yeah. You know, like have like martini glasses on top, like on the grave, you know?
No,
she drank her life away.
Nice.
So, yeah, drinking tonight is probably not a good idea. I'm like, I've been waking up like 2 days in a row feeling like, not right. So for the first time in my life, I bought green smoothies to make believe to my body that I'm healthy. It's not really happening, but yeah. So, but it was fun. Discovered a lot of bands, hung up with bands. It was cool.
Cool.
It was fun. I have such a cool life.
Don't you?
Yeah. Portugal is back in the picture, I guess.
I guess.
Oh, that's good. No.
Yeah. Now you're like making plans. Like,
now it's like official. Ish. Well, I mean, well, like, official, like, you're back in the routine.
To where we were.
Let's not start this conversation again.
No. I think we're just back to where we are. It's chill.
Where we are.
Where we are.
Rudder.
Okay, they're chingy.
Chingy?
Chingy. Isn't it the one that did that song right there?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what his name was. I just remember that.
Me neither.
I'm too old for that crap, I apologize.
It wasn't on my playlist.
On repeat.
I didn't dance to that at all the recitals that I've been to. Recitals? I just said that?
Recitals? Who goes recitals?
You do. Apparently. Oh, with that playlist you don't listen to.
Exactly.
It is hot. I'm also like,
I'm
almost naked. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
So I'm just going to keep it there.
You have hardly a shirt on, but a sweater. Weird. How does that work?
I'm confused with the season.
It's like people that wear jackets, but shorts. You're like, right. Wait, what?
It is confusing. The morning you're freezing.
So hold on. So you're better off wearing jeans, but like a top rather than a jacket and shorts, according to your book?
Well, jeans with a t-shirt.
But what if I'm more? What if I'm more chilly from the arms than from the legs?
I don't know. It always made me feel weird seeing people like that feel weird.
Like inside,
it made me all tingly in my private parts.
Your clothes make me uncomfortable.
I can just imagine you going to people dressed like that, and you're like, ooh. I'm feeling something inside.
Because you're wearing shorts and a sweater. Oh my god, I have to do that one day. Ooh.
Because for sure, slap is coming left for this. But at least you're a girl, so it's everything goes kind of, I guess.
Smoother?
Yeah.
And be like, oh, you're cute, rather than like, whoa, what the fuck? Get out of here.
Well, it depends how old you are. Like, if you do that at 55, I think people are just going to be like, you were seriously.
Walk away, old lady.
You have issues. At our age, especially since we all look like fucking 22, it's cool. How about you?
All I have is that I got invited to this, like, I don't know, this Saint-Cassette type thing at Ken's house for his roommate because he got his friends gathering, I guess.
It's not, Saint-Cassette is in a bar.
I know, I guess. Whatever. Because it was, like, no food, nothing. It was just, like, bring little things and then wine.
It was like
a
wine and
cheap. It was a wine and dine.
Because his roommate got a job finally, so he's not going back to France. Okay. He's like going to apply for...
Okay, you wanted to hook me up with a French boy?
Oh yeah, you're right. You hate French boys.
I hate French boys.
Yeah,
why?
You're right.
He skinny and like...
No, he's not skinny and...
Is he tall? No. Does he look like... Okay, well, no.
No.
My third question was, does he look like he's French?
Because I was at a bar with both Ken and his roommate. So I was on Ken's Tinder. I was showing some girl. And I'm like, you either have to go
so
like,
you don't
yes.
have Tinder anymore, but he does?
Yeah.
Okay.
We had that discussion last time, remember?
Really?
And he was like, I still have it, but I don't go on it.
You go on it instead.
Yeah.
Okay. On his, yeah.
I was swiping for him. So I was on Ken's Tinder. I was like, give me your Tinder. I'm going to show you how it works. So I was like, you can either like, this is how you get the information. This is a, this, you either swipe yes or no. So let's say we say no to this one. Boom. Sloan. And I'm like, oh my God!
That's so funny.
I was like, holy shit, is that Sloan? And I'm like, ah, yes! Ken was like, what are you doing?
And then she texted me. She's like, I just saw you on Tinder. I swipe right. Like,
and then she says she went on it and we connected. We made a match.
I'm like, I'm still your boyfriend, bitch.
Oh, my God.
It was
That's
so good.
Odd.
Yeah. Yes, it was. People were like weirded out about it. But anyways. What was I saying then? Oh, yeah. So I went to his house to do because he finally got a job, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, you were saying that because of the French guy that was there.
Oh, yeah. So the French guy saw your picture while we were on Tinder and he was like, ooh, who's this? Blah, blah,
hook
blah.
Me up.
Yeah, exactly. So then I said, the roommate wants to hook up with you.
But he was also 24.
He was outside your range.
24.
Yeah, because he's 24.
Yeah. A child.
I don't do 24 anymore.
No, 24 is young.
Yeah. I go 25 and up now. 25.
That's fair.
That's what we said.
The law is 23 for me now, but...
The law?
Well, you know that rule, like the your age divided by 2 plus 7?
Yeah.
There you go.
So that's 23, but I'm being kosher.
Okay, can I go back to my story?
Yes,
we're done talking about me now.
So, Saint-Cassette at the house.
Friends gathering.
Yeah. So I went on the, he did this like whole Facebook invite thing. So I was like, okay, well, he invited me to it. So I'm like, let's go see if I know the people that are going. Because I don't know much of his friends. And I saw that Ken's ex was going. Like, going.
That sparked a whole conversation in our group text.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, should I go? Should I not go?
But because the roommate is really good friends with
her. Okay, I was like, he invited her?
But he also, like, apparently it was fine. I don't know. So anyway, so I call Ken right away and I'm like, so the ex is going. And he's like, yeah, is that all right? And I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready.
Okay, wait, has this happened or it's going to happen?
No, it's happened already.
Okay.
Like, we're talking in the past.
She's just telling you.
What happened. Okay. Yeah. So I was like, no, I'm not sure I'm ready. Like, meeting the ex of 7 years, that's kind of a, like, weird. No? Like, to me, that's like, it's official after that. Like, you've met the ex.
It's a big step because you're like the new girl now.
Yeah. And it's like, it tells the ex, like, hey, look, I moved on with this awesome chick.
Right.
You can, like, a week later be like...
Wow, she's very humble, isn't she?
I'm cool. What do you want?
I said, isn't she?
Isn't she?
I have trouble talking.
No, but I mean, like, you can't go back a week later and be like, yeah, we broke up.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's because you really believe in this relationship if you're mating the ex. I'm not. Well, that's what you said. So I was like, should I go? Should I not go? I don't know if I'm ready, man. They were like, just go, fuck.
To go?
So I went, okay. Yeah. So
no way. She went after trying on like 4 different outfits, sending us pictures.
No. Hon, I tried so many more. I showed you 4.
Which one did you put?
The blue one.
Okay.
The goal was to look as tiny as possible.
Okay.
And as skinny as possible.
Is that her goal every day?
Yeah, seriously. It
so
is
that
mine.
She would feel fat next to me.
have you ever seen like a picture of this girl?
Yeah, I have.
She is chub-chubs a little bit.
She is chub-chubs. So oh, that's right. Why I had to look tiny. Right. Yes, I had to look very tiny. And I went and I looked very tiny. And they went well. I mean,
did you actually talk to her?
Yeah. She was, she's very, it was weird actually. Like I walk in and she like right away like jumped on me like, but, hi, how are you? And kiss,
that's because she didn't want, I've had that before also.
She didn't want any awkwardness to happen.
She wanted out of the door right away. So it's good that she did that. Because you wouldn't have jumped on her and be like, ah.
I probably would have. I'd be like, look how cool I am. Hi.
Yeah, but it would have taken like more than like...
the first like 3 minutes.
There are other people there saying hi to everybody, blah, blah.
Yeah. So she spent the entire time, she brought caribou hamburgers.
Okay.
What's that caribou?
Caribou.
Caribou? Oh, sorry. I was like, moose? No.
Almost.
And she was the entire time she was outside with Ken cooking them. And I was like, oh, fine.
Really?
You want to be that person? Do be that person.
Oh, that's rotten. Like, obviously, keep your space.
Yeah.
Like,
but anyways, it's fine. It didn't bother me at all. I was like, you want to feel insecure? That's fine. Do it.
So where were you during this time?
In the living room, like, talking to everybody else.
That you didn't know?
Did she bring her new lover?
No. She came alone, and she was wearing the black top and jeans, which I almost wore, and it would have been so fucking awkward.
Do you have a picture of what you were wearing? I want to see what you were wearing.
Yeah, you do.
No, I deleted it.
I have it.
Yeah, so anyways, and she kept going to the kitchen and blah, 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 and I was like, okay, sure, whatever. And, but she was very nice. She was nice. I don't know what to say. She was very, like, vocal the entire night. Like, look at me, guys. I have stories. Yeah, that one.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
She was very talkity-talkity, like, look at me, look at my great new job, look at this, and
which,
I do that.
Which isn't really awesome, let's be honest.
No, but nobody knows except us, right? She's, like, a video coordinator, which is basically... paperwork like for special effects. She doesn't do any special effects.
Right. She's just a coordinator. Yeah. When you're a coordinator, you don't have the cool job ever. Yeah, but now you're gonna see her again.
The roommate's birthday party, and she's gonna be there again.
Oh, all of a sudden you guys are like BFFs.
Yeah, are you guys gonna be like Facebook friends?
Oh my god, no. I just became friends with the roommate. Like he was like, I'm like, yeah. It's like, do you want to, like, be Facebook friends?
No. And this happens in our society these days.
And I'm like, I guess. He's like, I just wanted to ask you before I asked you online.
So it didn't seem weird when I, like, friend requested you.
So cute.
Yeah.
Like, does he speak English to you? Or French?
A little bit. Well, mostly French, but he practices English. But actually, you know what? The relationship with the roommate is a little weird. These days. He's like, but it could be because he's French. Because, you know, French people are very like, touche, close, touchy, and with the kisses and shit. Like, very weird. Because he's always making weird comments. Like, no weird. Like, I don't mind them at all. It just depends how Ken sees it. Example, we were watching TV yesterday, and I'm like, oh, guys, I have to go. Like, my dogs, I've been alone for like 8 hours. I gotta go. And it was like, oh, babe, next time we'll all sleep over at your house and we'll watch videos all night long. Like, the roommate says that. Like, sure.
Okay. That's weird.
Yeah. We were talking at the little get together, we were talking about how I hate doing the kiss. Like, I hate it.
You hate doing the kiss?
I don't like it. It's so awkward all the time.
I agree.
I like it. To me, it's like, okay, we're friends now.
But yeah, but do you do it all the time every time you see each other? No, but it's not. Wait, just a second. Back up. Friends now. People do it. Strangers do it all the time. That's what bothers me.
No, but I mean,
so informal.
No. Like, if I meet someone for the first time, I shake hands.
Wow, my God.
Jeez, you want to spit that out? Phlegm.
Guys, it's the change of season. It's fucking with my body.
Yum.
No.
Okay. I swallowed a fly.
Hey, you know that happened to me once this summer.
Did it?
I don't know if it was a fly, but I swallowed a bee. Not a bee.
Oh my god.
A bug. I meant a bug.
I'm like, wow, a bee's so much worse than a fly.
You would know what it was if it was a bee. While you were biking?
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, I haven't swallowed a bug since I used to like bike all the time.
Yeah, I was biking.
Wow. Danger's a biking.
Yeah, and it's not like I bike like, ha, you know? But I think I was going up a hill and then going down and I was like still exhausted.
Did we kill you here?
No. Oh, yeah. There we go.
So, yeah, I swallowed. That's...
So how about the kisses, kisses?
Yeah, if I meet someone new, I'll shake hands. But if it's like the second or third time that I see them, well, kiss, kiss. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For me, it's like you do the first time you do kiss, kiss when you first met. Like, oh, nice to meet you. Let's get close. Whatever. Oh, no. But then after you've known them for a while, like the roommate always reaches over still after 3 months, reaches over to give me kiss, kiss. After a while, it's like, dude, give me high five. Give me a
hug. Both of you, Jesus. You guys are so bloody.
What is going
no
on?
No one knows how to handle their saliva.
That's exactly what it is. Let me swallow for a second.
What's all this liquid in my mouth?
Yeah. He still reaches over to try to kiss me, but after a while, you're like, give me high five. Like, why do we have to go and, like, make out every time? It's weird.
Make out every time. I kind of understand what you're saying. It's like when you're really, really friends, you don't kiss, kiss.
Yeah, but he still does. And there's a lot of people that still do. But anyways, so
I think it's the in-between. In between, like, a new person and
new
the...
New
person. And, like, an old friend, you know? There's, like, that...
Yeah, I guess.
In the middle that you're like, we're not complete friends, that we like hang out all the time, but we see each other on the occasions. And
Well, at the get together, like I was saying, I was telling the group how I preferred, like, I would prefer giving people hugs than kiss.
I was just gonna say, like, my old friends, like, if I haven't seen them in a while, I hug before I kiss.
Yeah, I would prefer hugging than kiss. I find it just so awkward. It's like formal, but you're pretending to be formal, but you're not.
Yeah, but hold on. You're touching cheeks, whether when you hug, you're touching a whole fucking body.
But that's why, like, it's for older friends, not for people I just met. Like, I'm not going to go and, like, bear hug somebody I just met. But also with the kiss, I have a bad habit of, like, going in too hard, and I always, like, hit cheekbones really hard, and, like, it hurts for a while.
Really?
Like, all the time. And then I always feel like a jackass. I'm like, this is why I don't do the kiss thing.
To me, it's more like when I wear glasses and I'm like, ching, 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 if the person has glasses, and it's super awkward. I'm like, oh, glasses, kiss.
Yay. I find it so awkward making out when you have glasses. It's
I never do. That's why I never go out with glasses.
Weird. It's so weird.
But or my teeth.
Your teeth. Or my eyes or my teeth.
Fantastic. I'm pulling off the granny look. You know? Well, I always get laid, guys. I mean, maybe that's a secret.
What was I saying that for? And you guys keep cutting me off.
Kiss, kiss, the French guy?
Oh, yeah. And while I was saying that I would prefer giving a hug than kiss, kiss, he was across the room, not even next to me, across the room, and he gave me a look like, yeah, like, I want a hug.
Oh, my God, yeah.
He was like,
all excited. He was like, yeah, we can do that.
He's like, big eyes and, like, nodding really hard, and I'm like, you want a hug? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay.
The way you're telling the story, it's like that guy was an 8-year-old boy needing a little bit of affection.
That sounds like a creep.
Dude, it's weird. No.
And you wanted to set me up with that guy.
No, he's super sweet, but it was just weird how he acts with, like, his roommate's friends. All right, guys. So I have a question for you that I tried to ask you for like 5 times and I keep forgetting.
Okay, go.
It's a hypothetical question, I guess. It's so stupid, but I was wondering the other time, last time, because it happened to me. You know how when you wear underwear, you wear it for a day and then you put it in the wash?
Right.
Okay. When you're, let's say you're getting dressed after a shower, you put a pair of underwear on, okay, you're like wearing it, and then you find something to wear and you decide, fuck, you know what, this underwear...
It goes back in the clean pile.
Does it go back in the clean pile?
Yeah.
It depends, like...
Well, how long I've had them on. If I have them on for, like, 2 hours, no. But if it's, like, 3 minutes, then no. Fuck it.
What about, like, 15 minutes?
I very often have put it back into the clean pile. 15?
Clean pile.
Some days, let's be honest, we're a bit more dischargy than others.
And yeah, but if you're out of the shower.
Right. Then as long as there's no, like...
Okay, what if you're not out of the shower? Maybe what if you're, like, waking up in the morning and you're getting dressed. Let's say you took the shower the night before or something. Or midday. Fuck it. Midday.
If nothing other than my skin touched it, then yeah, they go back in the clean pile.
Yeah. Like, because some days you are a little dischargey.
Well, that's it. Like, even if a toothpick.
And what
drop,
if it just. Exactly.
Then no.
Yeah, but how do you know? Maybe it's like microscopic.
Also, yeah, most of my
okay, but the rule is it's not gonna kill you anyway.
No, I know.
Like,
but
whatever.
That could explain a lot of UTIs.
Maybe that's why.
No, I'm joking.
No.
But no, I'm just more afraid of like bacteria and getting some sort of infection. Uh-huh. But if a little bit of discharge touches it, then no, they go into the dirty pile. If not, definitely the clean pile.
Okay.
I do enough fucking laundry, okay?
I don't. I do laundry once a week. Sometimes not even.
What? I do laundry like once a month.
Oh yeah, well, that's God. It. Sometimes not even. I have enough clothes to last me for a year.
Me too. It's sad.
Oh yeah, with the kid for sure. My God, the people upstairs, they have a 4-year-old kid. Every day they have something on the clothesline. I'm like, oh my God, so much
it's
water.
Crazy, yeah. Oh my God, they're constantly dirtying things. Between her and then Tom, who's always at the gym, and all the towels we go through.
Yeah, no. Okay, well, good. I'm glad to hear. I had that same conclusion.
I love being single right now. Yeah. Like, no kids, no nothing. I don't have to cook for anybody.
Yeah.
It's great.
I'm seeming?
Seeming? What?
You're seeing?
I'm seeming? You seem, blah, blah.
I seem to be.
Okay. I see. No, when somebody else sees you as it. Like, as a single person, I'm usually like, let's say I never cook for myself.
Perceived?
And I'm perceived. There you
oh,
go.
There you go. Wow.
I'm seeming?
That's a good word. Perceived.
Marketing.
That would not have came out of my vocabulary.
Seeming. I'm perceived now, I think, by Ken and his roommate, like a freaking like bachelor one, like vraiment the boss, because I never have food in my house.
No.
And I don't cook. And they do everything, obviously, because a roommate, you always cook a little
yeah,
more.
Yeah, you do. When you're alone in your house, it's so hard also to buy stuff because half the time the stuff will go bad.
Yeah.
So I always buy for like 2 or 3 days max if I buy food. And that's if there's food. Yeah. But more often than not, there's just like a pot of cream cheese, mustard, and beer in my fridge.
Me like, too. I have
that sounds like a good sandwich.
Oh my God. I never have anything and they think that I don't either eat or I just drink beer all day.
And you know, this is like a recurrent question that I get. They're like, what do you eat? I was like, I don't know, like food. Like,
yeah.
I like clearly.
You eat as you go.
I'm not 100 pounds, so clearly I'm eating. Like, people,
well,
you can stop worrying.
You are 100 pounds. You're more than 100 pounds.
No, I don't just weigh 100 pounds.
Oh, okay.
Is what I mean. Oh. Like, I have meat on my bones, so clearly I'm eating.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I'm feeding myself. I'm healthy. I'm fine, you know. Thanks for worried, but I've had that a lot.
Thanks for being concerned.
I'm fine. You guys want to word it?
Yeah.
Sure, I got promise.
I don't like that word.
Promise. Oh, you know those like little promise rings?
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
When we went to Ireland, the Annabelle's?
Yep.
That's her name, right?
Annabelle.
I don't know why. I can't fucking remember it.
No.
Annabelle's boyfriend's sister is like 22 or 23, whatever.
A child!
And that Christmas that we went, she got a promise ring from her boyfriend. And we're like, God. Damn, promise rings at 23. Are you shitting me? Like, this is not gonna go anywhere. Fuck this. And we're like talking about it, but she's like in love and whatever. And now, like, we're friends on Facebook. So, like, I see the whole thing. And one day, I think a month ago, Annabelle sent me a screenshot of Facebook. And pretty much she had discovered that he was cheating on her. And there was a picture of his stuff burning.
No.
Outside.
I've always wanted
she,
to do that.
She went psycho on the guy. She was like, fuck you and you blah 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 doing this. Oh, and also your dick smells bad. And like,
oh my God.
She went on a crazy fucking rant.
Oh
like
my God.
I've never seen anybody.
Oh my God, I have to tell you guys something.
She was fucking angry, man. She was fucking angry.
Yeah, but did he like cheat on her?
For real.
Like when he gave her the promise rings, or like a
no,
month,
it was after. But
later.
Hold on, it was like not even 6 months later. You know, so love is dead, guys. Love is dead.
I never understood promise rings though. It's like I understand the idea of it.
I've had one in my life, and I left the guy.
Did you give back the ring?
No,
there's
I
some,
lost it actually.
There's some
oops.
Really
oops, and it was like diamonds on it.
Real
what?
Like, yeah,
real?
It was legit, like a crazy ring.
There's pictures on Facebook of Ken wearing a ring on his left hand.
Oh.
But I've been trying so hard to look up pictures of her finger to see if she had one too and if it was like a promise ring type of thing.
That was really loud.
Yeah, I heard that a lot.
But I can't find a picture of her left hand anywhere.
That's so funny.
And I'm not going to ask him. It's like, hey, I've been stalking your page and I've noticed. You have a promise ring. What is that? And why don't I know about it? Anyway.
Do you want a promise ring?
No, God, no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna ask me to marry you, do it, but
right. Well,
don't do.
I think we're past that age. 30s. Yeah.
Yeah, in your 30s, it's yeah, like a promise ring. Like, how long do you have to wait for an engagement ring if you're getting a promise ring?
Exactly.
I don't got that much time.
Seriously, it's now or never.
No, guys, please don't do that. Don't do the promise ring thing. Just tough it out until the engagement ring, guys.
But what do you have to tell us?
Ken talks in his sleep.
Oh, what does he say?
Last Saturday night. He woke me up and he was saying...
No. Oh my God. I'm so scared.
Me
and
too.
I told him. And I told him what he was saying. He was like, what did I say? I'm like, I don't know. You were like mumbling.
What did you say?
Clear as day. Clear as day. Something like, no. And I'm like, no, what? I'm like, no? And he's like, no, no. You're not the only one.
Yeah, but he could have been talking about so
anything. He could have been talking about anything. But obviously your mind goes straight there, right? Straight there. Clear as day. Clear
so
as day.
Funny.
Yeah. I wanted to be like, try to push him and be like,
so who else is there?
So who else? Or come like, on. What do you mean? I'm not the only one. So that he would like continue talking.
And
I was afraid that he would be like woken up or half woken up or
yeah, but you could have just been like, I don't understand what you're saying. You know, you could have pretended like that he's not asleep.
Awake.
Yeah, that's it.
He always talks in his sleep though when he's here.
Portugal mumbles.
Sometimes he gets up, which is creepy. He sits down, says something, and then goes back down.
So funny.
Apparently it's normal when they're not at home.
They?
Oh, maybe they, that's like, why? Is
human
that why?
Men.
I talk a lot.
Do you?
Tom doesn't, but I do, yeah.
Like all the time?
Not all the time, but he lets me know when I do. He's like, you're talking to sleep last night, and he would tell me what I would say.
Really?
Yeah, and I usually can't remember what I was dreaming about at the time.
Apparently it's when you're uncomfortable or when you're like not at home. Like because you're basically your sleep is very...
First level,
yeah. It's like REM sleep or whatever or something like that. Well, I don't know what it's called.
You know what I actually dreamt about last night? Just sleeping and stuff.
I was cutting up a pear. I had to throw that in there. That's it. That's all I was doing.
Is that weird that things we dream about?
Yeah.
That's
all I was doing. Go.
Man, Portugal slept over and he had the fucked up dream. And this morning he spent 15 minutes. He was like, man, I had a really fucked up dream. I'm like, okay, what happened? He was like, well, I was like this girl, but I was like not the girl, but I was the girl. And then I was like followed by mafiosos. And then they were like following me and I had to get away. So I was in the car, but then I got flat tires. So then I stopped at a station. And then the girl that was there looked like the girl that was me. And then
okay,
and then I killed the girl because she looked like me and figured I'll take her identity, put her in the trunk of the car. Anyway, like the whole scheme. And he was like, and then in the end, like it was a movie. I'm like, are you gonna write something about this? He's like, I think I should.
What are you doing?
So detailed. Mine was not that detailed. I had a dream that Tom made chocolate chip cookies and put pieces of onion in it.
Oh, what?
I hate raw onion. And it was like raw, the onion in the cookie. And I was like, did you do this by accident? Like on purpose? And he couldn't give me a straight answer.
He was trying to poison you.
So you divorced him.
I was so mad at him. So mad at him.
Did you wake up like punching him and shit?
No, it wasn't one. No, like, those dreams were like you're like
you wake up like
shit on you and you're like, I fucking hate you.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that. But in the dream, I was really upset.
Isn't it crazy though how that happens?
Oh my gosh.
Like you wake up mad. Like
I've had that
mad?
Happen a few times.
Yeah, oh my God. Me too.
It's true.
It's so weird.
How did you feel after this whole thing? Did you like wake him up and be like,
you have some explaining to do?
No, I mean, no.
Are you cheating
so
on me?
Vague.
It's so vague, and chances are he won't even remember what the hell that was, right? So, but I did dream recently that he got shot and I woke up like scared. I was like, holy shit. Oh, he's right there. Okay. Like he got shot in the head.
Oh my God.
In my dream. Yeah.
Like he was dead.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know if he was dead actually, because we were like lying down. We were lying down. No, but I didn't see that he got shot in the head. I just thought he got shot in the head. Okay. We were lying down like on a bench or bed or I don't know, something. And we were in a room with other people. And there was a big, the one wall was a window, like a big, big window. And I turned around, there was just like this guy standing there. Oh my God, that's and he so just scary. Like pulled out a gun and shot. And I think he was aiming at me. And I lied down, like I ducked and got him in the head.
Oops.
Yeah. And I woke up and I was like, oh my, oh, he's right there. Okay, we're good.
We're good.
He's breathing? Yeah, okay, we're good. So, yeah. So, anyway. So, promise, yes?
Promise, yeah.
You want to word it?
Word it.
Adrenaline.
Other than me doing stupid shit all summer, much adrenaline.
I'm pretty like,
we're super mellow.
Yeah. Like, you know.
Welcome to life in the 30s.
Fuck adrenaline.
Hey, did you guys hear that you can change your eye color now?
Oh, Jesus.
You're allowed? Christ. Like, it's doable for brunettes. Wow. Brunettes?
Brown-eyed people.
persons. So people that have brown eyes can, for like $5,000. Well, would technically...
I'll do it tomorrow.
To change your eye color for life, that's not expensive. You can turn your eyes blue. They can only go from brown to blue.
There's no side effect.
Probably.
But how are they doing? Like they're injecting something? Like, yeah. Oh, gosh.
That's gross.
I don't know. I don't remember, but I just remember seeing that it's just from brown to blue, which doesn't work because I want to become green. So that doesn't work. But it's possible. Apparently, they know how now. But once you're blue, you're fucked. You can't go back to brown.
So you better like the blue eyes.
Yeah. And they can do blue to brown or blue to green or whatever
else. It's just brown to blue.
It's doable. We're there.
I used to wear blue contacts in high school.
Oh, really? You were one of those. I remember there used to be a girl in the high school who wore purple.
Okay.
Oh, and yeah. I'm like, ugh, get over yourself.
Yeah,
but it's weird. We all know that it's fake. You're not Liv Tyler. No, Liz Taylor.
Oh, Liv Tyler.
She had purple eyes?
She had like those, like a deep shade of like, that's how she got so famous.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, and the weirdest thing is when like they had the contacts, but it wasn't shaped for their eye and they would move. So every time they would blink, it would like move a little bit. It's like, that looks weird.
Okay. I have like, I'm disgusted by eyes. Like,
wow, really?
You know this. If someone does this in front of me, I'm like, ugh.
Oh, it's like me with ears.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So oh, man. I'm so disgusted by so eyes. Funny. So just thinking of people putting, like, contacts or whatever in them, ugh.
Oh, so another good reason not to have kids, because they get a lot of pink eye. You gotta put, like, drops and cream.
What
and
the fuck? I can't do that. I can't do that.
A lot of pink eye.
Oh, the only reason I wouldn't have kids is because of the nose, the squishy, you know, that what's that? Yeah. Oh my God. Just for, you doing that. It was
for
so
KG's
gross.
First 3 years of her life, she lived on one of those.
That is
she
the
major
most
problems.
Disgusting tool I've ever seen in my life.
We used to call it the snot sucker.
Oh, and then
God. Tom would go around the house going, snot sucker. Looking for the snot. We had like 20 of them because we needed, like, she couldn't breathe on her own.
Oh, just thinking about it. I can't even.
So she had her surgery.
Anyway,
I hate that
she had
so
surgery.
Much.
Yeah, she just said she had her androids removed, her tonsils removed, and tubes put in her ear because everything was
she's
like.
So she's like a new. She's a robot.
But honestly, it was night and day. I'm so happy we had it done. Like we kept going back and forth if we should do it. She was really young. They usually didn't do it on kids that young, but just because they were scared, it was actually because everything was so blocked and it's all connected. They were scared it was going to affect her speech. It was 2.5. So we decided to have it done. I'm so happy we did. It was night and day, night and day.
That's true. You stopped complaining after she did the.
Oh, there was nothing to complain about. Yeah. She had no more ear infections. No more snot sucker.
So gross.
Yeah, no, night and day.
There's a lot of gross things about a baby.
No.
And you know, they're only cool when they're like 17. You have like 17 years of shit in front of you.
Apparently then they give you heart attacks and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
It's okay. I'll die and I'll give them my money and then they'll drink and party and it's fine.
You know what I think? You guys are probably going to think it's really gross on like little babies and kids.
Oh, God. I'm so scared.
Picking the hard little boogers out of their nose.
Oh, my God.
The like little crusties that form. Oh, my God. I'm like a picker. I like to like pick dry glue and stuff. It's like, oh, I love it.
Ew, do you like,
motherhood has messed you up.
I know.
No, but there's people like that. Do you like picking my other arms? People's pimples?
Oh my gosh, I attack Tom's back all the time. And he gets so mad, so I'll come up and start rubbing his back and he goes, every time you do that for a slight second, I'm like, oh, that's nice. And then I realize what you're doing. So I'm looking for a pimple on your back.
But there's so many people like that.
I love
that
my
love
mom does
picking
the same thing.
At people, like anything, like
that's
scratching
like
my pimples.
That's like chimp ancestry for you.
Oh, but really, it's no.
I love picking.
It's stuff. Disgusting. I'll do it on myself, like a scab. Like I'll rip it off, but like on not other people.
I wouldn't do it on just anyone, but I definitely do it on top.
No, but I don't mind doing it on other people because it's like. I guess it's like the mother thing there. Right. Like you just want to take care of that person. But seeing two people doing it, I'm like, why are you doing that?
Like, why? I love it.
My ex's sister and her cousin would obsess over it. Like they would go and just pick at pimples and blackheads, like at everybody. It was the weirdest thing.
Hit you in the face.
What?
Tap it a couple times. Oh man, that's nasty. Get out of my face. I love my blackheads. Keep them. Target your own.
Do you guys want to go to Trust Circle? Trust Circle. Remember we did the last time?
Did I have a part in this?
Remember, yeah, we did it together. At the same time, we said Trust Circle.
I don't remember that. Okay.
We have to know. We're going to need a song for it. Were you?
No. Highly doubt that.
Okay, something that made you guys laugh this week.
I have something. Yesterday, I was doing homework with KG. We're reading her book. And I find, like, so, like, sometimes I'm like, if she went to, like, school in Ontario or something, it'd be so much easier. Because we speak English at home, but all of her schoolwork's in French. Mm. It's always back and forth. I find it really complicated. So she's often mixing up her words. And there is an Anne, I think it's called, in her book, a donkey.
Anon.
And she kept calling it a honky. Giggles so bad she can't stop laughing. I was crying the whole time she's reading the book. I'm like,
she was calling it a honky?
She called it a honky because after they talked about the donkey, I went, hee-haw, hee-haw. So I guess the letter H screwed her up and she called it a honky. And I
but you didn't correct her?
Yeah, I did. But okay. After, like, I had a fit of laughter. So honky,
like, you're a terrible mother.
Like, she'd ask me a question about English. She had something, the honky. And I was like, what? And then I realized she was talking about the donkey. And yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
The honky.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Okay.
That was the funniest thing ever.
I don't know what was funny this week. I laugh all the time, every day. I just can't remember one.
Wow.
I have a great life, I told you.
My life is so fantastic, I can't pinpoint the good moments.
I'm trying to remember what's funny. I have a terrible life, so nothing's funny.
Well, I mean, something happened to me last week. We went to play pool, Portugal and I. It was like a Wednesday night, and we didn't know where to go. And every time we used to go from my house to the park where we hung out, there's like this shit tavern. Every time we walk by, I'm like, oh, I want to go there. I'm sure it's like so dirty and like gross. Crass that it's amazing. So we didn't know where to go. And he's like, let's go to that shit tavern. And I'm like, yes. So we go in. Music, by the way, is excellent.
Oh.
Like,
was there pool tables?
Good bands. Like, it's a whole bunch of crackheads in that place. Mm-hmm. But the music that they play, I guess it's satellite. It was really good. We were like singing all of the songs and we're like, ooh, who's this band? And blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so we're playing pool and we're both fucking terrible at pool. And then there's this lady who was on the machine. She must be like 50. She looks at us and she's like, you remind me of me when I play with my boyfriend and I'm so bad. And I'm like, oh God. And he's like, you know what we should do? I should play with you, me, against him. And I'm like,
no.
I look at him and I'm like, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but she was like so fucked and so high and so drunk that she played like two rounds maybe. And then she like went to the bathroom and never came back. We're like, okay, well, I guess it's just you and me. But she was playing and she came to me and she's like, oh, I missed that shot. I was like, yeah, I saw that you missed it. Yeah. She's like, but I missed it because, you know, I have all this padding in my bra and like the stick, it just went in my padding and I don't feel it. And then she goes to me like this. She like pokes my boob. She's like, you know, the padding we have like right there. And I'm like,
you're touching my boob, lady.
I'm just like, are you seeing what's happening? Like, he's like playing like clueless.
He over here.
Anyway.
Oh, crackheads.
That was funny. It was funny, but I was just kind of like disbelief of the situation. I'm like, there's a crackhead who's poking at my boob. While the guy I'm with could not care less and just wants to put ball in the hole, you know?
Ball in the hole.
Yes, he does.
Yep. Anyway.
Well, nothing happened to me really other than like the whole situation that I said earlier. So, but the girlfriend.
But that's not funny at all.
But it was pretty funny to me that it happened. But other than that, I mean, do you guys want to go to inner thoughts?
Okay.
Inner thoughts.
Inner thoughts.
Inner thoughts.
Can I start? Because mine's so shitty.
Sure.
You know how when it's past Labor Day, you're not supposed to wear white pants anymore? Like, according to, like, fashion police?
Yeah.
Now that it's officially fall, can you, like, not shorts? Or do you have to wear tights? Like, is there
a law? Like, a fashion police law?
Is there a law of a seasonal fashion police law?
Probably not in Canada, because we wear shorts no matter what. No. If there's no snow, we wear shorts.
Pretty much flip-flops.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
In the fall, we're frisky. In the fall, we're frisky. In the we're chilly.
We're so frisky.
What I mean,
so frisky.
In the spring, it's like 6 degrees, and we're like losing our shit, and we're wearing camis. But that's because we're used to minus fucking 40. In the fall, we're used to plus 40. So we're like, oh, 20 degrees. It's so cold. You know what I mean?
Our weather varies. Like, it's like the extreme.
It's like 80 degrees.
It's insane.
Stupid.
I'm like, how hot it is in the summer?
Who lives through this?
We do.
What the fuck?
I know, it's crazy.
Anyway.
I like it, though. I like the fact that we can live through this and live to say, to speak about it.
I just wish.
Why?
Fall.
Being pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It was really hot for you.
But I just wish fall and spring would be a little bit longer and winter would be a little bit shorter. Mm. You know, guys, fuck.
I like this weather right now. I love. I wish this would be like 3 months of it. And we get like 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. So inner thoughts.
Inner thoughts.
Inner thoughts.
It's always clockwise.
Okay, hold on.
Wait, that's opposite clockwise. I'm clockwise. Okay, me, it's my turn.
It's usually.
It is usually. You're fucking it up. It's your turn.
So I was right.
You were right.
I just said the right word. Okay, go.
Go.
Oh, I apologize for this one. It's a bit mean, but it crosses my mind all the time. Really obese ladies that get pregnant, when the baby moves, can they see it? Like, because, like, when the baby moves in my belly, I can see it. Do they see it, or does it get lost in, like...
The jiggle?
Yeah, the fat.
Well, they probably can feel it because it's inside of them. So even if they
see it,
probably not.
Like, you can, like, see, like, a wave.
Every time.
But maybe sometimes, you know, if they kick, there's, like, a...
Right.
Like, a jiggle.
It's, like, vibrating.
Every time I get a client that wants to take a picture of maternity and they're bigger, I don't like it because they actually don't look pregnant.
I don't know.
They just look fat.
Yeah.
So I don't extra like fat. Do you say no?
Look at my
I still do it, but it's just like I'm taking a picture of them.
Rubbing their belly for some reason.
That's our mean thing for today, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go. Inner thought.
Inner thought.
Inner thoughts.
Seriously though, what if oxygen had a color?
We wouldn't see each other.
No. Ever. Well, isn't that crazy?
Is it like a transparent color?
Well,
no,
I would.
Like, let's say it was like fuchsia.
We wouldn't like see smoke. Anything.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be crazy?
It's like we would all be blind, but with fuchsia.
Yeah. But isn't that crazy?
But, you know,
I think that's crazy.
People would probably be happier.
But then wouldn't like... Okay, so...
Can you like...
Very lonely.
Can you inhale?
No, because that oxygen is literally 100% everywhere.
When you blow out, it's carbon dioxide. So wouldn't there be like a cloud that you could see for a second?
So people would just spend all day going...
Yeah, blowing someone's face.
Everybody's like... Like in meetings.
Hold on, I can't see you.
Do you think people would like invent like carbon dioxide bubbles or something so you can like have a meeting?
Well, no, because you would in, die. Like, you
that's
can't
true, you
in.
Would.
Because
guys,
so many
guys the meeting can't last more than 5 minutes or we all die.
Unless, that wouldn't work either. Never mind. Nothing. I was going to say, like, unless like we're in a spacesuit. Oh yeah, unless we have like
only in the mouth,
like a scuba diving thing of oxygen.
Yeah, but then and then everything else is clear. Like we're on the moon.
It's like we would live in the moon. Yeah. How would you?
And then you go to the oxygen store.
Fill up your oxygen tank.
Like every 45 minutes.
Pretty much, I guess.
Wow, that would suck, eh?
They, you know what they would have? They would have recharging stations.
Nice. So they would. So like. Parking spots and people would just like sit in the parking spot like it's recharging.
I'm refilling.
Oh my gosh, speaking of that, it made me think of like you could buy oxygen at vending machines. At Costco, you can buy a bottle of water for 25 cents. A quart. You can't buy anything for 20 cents.
At Costco?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Even the hot dog at IKEA is like quite a deal.
Oh, we always get one. When you started your conversation, I was like, wait a minute, what do you mean oxygen and vending machines? I'm like, you can do that? It's like, where's she going?
Remember when there was like tendency for like an air bar? You would like sniff oxygen. Pure air or pure oxygen. Like, how fucking grano and like overloaded with money do you have to be that you're paying sniff oxygen?
But I think it's like a 100% oxygen is like probably could get you a little high. Happy.
Yeah, probably.
It's like eating a tomato that's like organic versus the supermarket one. It's different.
Maybe. There's also those water bars.
Oh.
Water bars?
Because I was going to say, you know when Evian started like bottling sprayed water? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Evian water in a spray bottle. It was like fucking $10.
It's like refreshing.
Sprayed in your face.
It's like a mist.
What?
Yeah. You never saw that?
No.
Yeah.
I bought it.
Somebody bought me one.
Yeah.
What'd you do with it?
I sprayed myself in the summer. I was like,
this is the summer. It doesn't get warm?
In Iceland, they have cans where it says Mountain Air for $10. You could buy a can of Mountain Air for $10. When you open the can, it's empty. It's air. $10.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I think that's brilliant marketing.
And people bought it.
How am I not rich? There's so many stupid ideas out there.
Ken just texted us, drink a glass for me. Cheers to the ladies, he says.
Cheers.
Who?
Ken.
Oh.
Okay, you want to go to Drunken Station? Drunken Station!
You guys, but like, I don't know when to come in anymore. You guys keep switching it up.
We can't change the song for the music
inept. Music dumb.
Music dummies. Sloan, we never went to see that fortune teller for me, eh?
No, tell me when.
Yeah, I think this week. We're gonna go this week because I'm curious.
I'm free.
I've been drunk the last two podcasts. Like,
insane. Yeah, you were pretty fucking drunk last podcast.
Yeah.
I was surprised. It was like...
At Tunes Brian says, look, I'm not complaining, but maybe you just haven't found pant tentacles you like yet.
What?
Because tentacle sex, remember?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I said the title of the last podcast was, I want tentacles in my pants, not in my mouth.
Right. Or in my mouth, not in my pants.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, it's actually the opposite.
Right. That part. Yeah. Okay.
Because so, octopus is so delicious.
Octopus oh my is God. Delicious. GBL says, from episode 22, some of the 40 million, one for each of you. He sent us a picture of three sheep.
Look how green that grass is, though.
But look at the piles of shit in the back.
That's not shit. It's like dried up stuff. Yeah, it's food.
I want the one that's looking straight at the camera.
He's like, hi guys.
Yeah, you want that one.
That's awesome.
I'm pretty sure he's gonna go by. Oh guys, I forgot to tell you.
Oh.
Remember when I said I was a baller and I ordered like six bottles of Porto?
Oh, you got them.
I got them.
And
I didn't have to pay a dime.
Oh, because you thought you were gonna have all this like
taxes and whatever.
I went to
Canada Post. I guess they shipped it with. Had it been FedEx or UPS, I probably would have had to pay. But I got my box and they're like, just sign here. And I was like, I'm running out of this store, by the way.
Stop the car!
So was it good? Did you open a bottle yet?
I drank one completely with Annabelle, and I wanted to bring one to, like, just taste with you guys so that...
Bring it next time.
Yeah, because I didn't go back. I forgot it this morning, and...
Yeah?
That's awesome. There's nothing better, like, coming back from vacation and, like, something follows you after.
Man, six bottles. I was like, yes! One down. Okay. I gave two away. I have three.
Carnage says, so Sloan is back. Yay. I think I have a podcast crush.
Oh.
Hashtag Drunken Station. He used it. And hashtag nice. Stay sexy, Sloan.
Oh.
You have a fan.
You got a fan.
What's his name?
Carnage. Nick.
Thanks, Carnage Nick.
Well, Nick Carnage. Whatever.
Thanks, Nick.
Then he goes, so when are we going to get the all wine aside, all beer inside mashup?
Psst, that's never going to happen. These guys are all over the place.
Yeah, they are. But we are going to do one in November once this one gives birth.
Once I give birth?
Oh, so that you can drink?
Yeah.
Can't guarantee I can drink in November, but...
I
get what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Then.
We'll see how it goes.
But yeah, the guys did episode 3.
Bring wine to the hospital.
Oh my god.
We're ready. We're waiting for you. Can you drink now? Can you drink now?
Chug, chug, chug.
time for me to get the gears rolling on an American version of these great drinking podcasts.
Look what we're starting. Okay, wait, you missed something though.
What? Yeah, wait, I'm gonna be there next.
No, but it's it has to do with the picture of the sheep.
Oh, what?
Because GBL said, I saw them and thought of you. Get it?
I thought of you?
E-W-E. It's like another way of saying like sheep, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so.
I thought it was just like, ew. Like, I'm from LA and I'm so cool. Like, ew.
What?
Ew.
Hold on, I'm going to look it up. Yeah, so, and he's like...
Is it really?
Yeah.
And then like, he said, see what I did there?
Yeah, because it's like a play on words. And if that's the case, that's pretty...
Apparently, we're not that smart.
Ew or ew may refer to... Oh, hold on. I guess I'll click on it.
So technically, every time an LA girl says ew, technically she's saying sheep.
It's a female sheep.
Sheep.
In animals, it means a lot of things, but in animals, it's a female sheep. Yeah.
Damn. Is that funny? In what? In Maori? Or
maybe. Apparently in English. Our vocabulary is not large enough to have gotten that, GBL.
So. I think I'm going to start saying sheep. Sheep. Sheep.
Sheep.
That's so sheep.
So going back to Carnage, is this? All these people copying my fucking show. Like, seriously.
Because it's an awesome idea.
But if you're the original, eventually you get a bigger following, so it's cool.
Or not. Maybe we'll get bypassed and like this new American show is going to get all the fame and everybody's going to be like, ooh, who's this AWA? Oh, damn, y'all.
Please, we're the girls. Who run the world?
Girls.
There you go. But I can't believe I quoted Beyonce just now. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's so anti-me.
Like, fuck me up for a second. I was like, did she... Girls? That's what happened in my head. That's what happened. Girls, Nick Carnage. Like, hate to say it, but I prefer Tom over Ken. # stay classy. # drunken station. First of all, I love that he keeps tagging drunken station.
Yes.
Yeah.
Second of all, totally. Tom is like so much older than Ken.
So much older than Ken.
Ken is so much more immature.
How old is Tom?
He's 32
or something.
We're exactly 2 months apart.
5 years difference. Come on.
Yeah. It's noticeable. I actually talked to Ken about that. Like, we had a talk, like a, not a real talk, right after, like...
Sorry?
Yeah. Right after I got invited to the girlfriends thing. I was like, yeah, but you know what? Like, isn't it official now? Like, it's weird. Like, I'm not sure if I'm ready for that. And he was like, well, it's not official to me, like, and doesn't have to be official to you. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. And I'm like, yeah, but you know, should we know where we're going now? And I was like... Don't you feel like 5 years is a lot? Like, you feel it in our... As we're hanging out, you feel it, that it's 5 years is a lot. I was like, sometimes you're immature. Sometimes I might be too mature. Like, because I'm not that much fun. And he was like, yeah, sometimes I'm immature around you, I guess. He goes, maybe I'm trying to impress you too much. I'm like, oh, now you break my heart.
I want to paint your cheek.
I'm like, fine.
So where does that leave you guys?
I don't know. Oh. I'm back to, I don't know. Isn't that weird though? It's like, since that talk though, he's been doing much better. Like, he stopped being like
childish
a little bit. But
you know, there's a point also where boys need to become men, you know. And sometimes,
but he's only 27. Like, well, he still has time ish
This is where the transition actually happens though.
Maybe.
Like, fuck off.
Yeah. His roommate is 24 though. It's not even that he's 27. I told him this too. Yeah, it's like, you're not even 27, I told him. It's like, it's 5 years, I can deal with 5 years of difference. It's 24 because all your friends are 24, 22, 21. Like, one of his persons that he works with is 21.
And that does, like, influence. Yeah. Like,
that pushes him back like a lot, right? It's like, I can deal with 5 years, but like 8 years of difference? It's like, what?
I know.
Like, yeah. That hurts a little.
21.
But I have to say, years. Though,
no, but I mean, like, I'm sure he doesn't go all the way back to 21.
No,
but at least,
right. And there's also 24 years old that are incredibly mature. Well, not incredibly, but that are like more mature that they're like pulling off like 27 or 28. I feel like the girls I work with are like 24, 25. Okay, given they're girls, but
already
we
there.
Talk like
normal
and like I don't feel like, oh my god, you guys are so young, like I can't deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like at all
guys are a little bit more immature, behind though.
Yeah,
he has been doing a lot better since I said something, which is like another point of like why you should be honest with people, because it's like all it took was one tiny talk.
But you shouldn't
have to have
yeah. that talk is I what I mean. It's I like, you know, you're a bit young and then he's faking a little bit. Maybe he's faking or maybe he's...
Right. I'm hoping that he's not faking. He's just normal now rather than before he was trying too hard.
Maybe.
You know?
But we don't know that.
He said, like, I think I'm trying to impress you too much. That's what he told me. So I was like, we'll see. Okay. It's 3 months tomorrow, so...
That you guys have met. And it's like 6 months me.
3 months behind. And I'm still further than you in the relationship.
Yeah, but I still like my relationship better.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Well, I don't know if I agree, but...
I'm like happy in my
exactly
in my situation.
Okay. Inner thoughts, GBL. If people from Poland are called Poles...
They're called Polish.
Poles, apparently. There's like a nickname, Poles. Are people from Holland called Holes? And then I said, are Canadians called cans?
Maybe.
And then, and the vigilante said, so am I Inge?
Like English?
Like Inge, English. Right. So yeah, so that was it. Carp sent us an email. Not an email.
Okay.
A scientific breakthrough could make your wine into hangover-free magic.
What? I don't get hangovers, though.
From wine?
Never. I don't get hangovers ever.
Oh.
I do.
Yeah, me too.
I hate myself after alcohol. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's really long, but apparently there's scientists that took and broke part an enzyme in wine that will make it so that it's beneficial for you rather than like absolutely ruining terrible. You.
Yeah. So then I won't die from a fucking yeah. liver cancer yeah. at 35?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can they do the same with like beer and scotch and then I'm set?
I'm going to read the last paragraph only. It says, politics are one thing, but delicious wine that could clear up your skin, boost your memory, and doesn't make you want to crawl into a hole and die the next morning sounds pretty tempting.
That does, especially since I have my pimple explosion.
Yeah, on your chin.
Which I don't see.
I feel it.
Okay. I kind of see it, but it's not very noticeable.
There's
three.
And there's like, I have some here. Yeah.
I have those two though.
Ugh, disgusting.
So yeah, so we're going to post that, Brooke.
Okay.
So I posted on Twitter, 2 months into the relationship, Charlie gets invited to a small get together where the ex of 7 years will attend, to go or not. And Jubila says, yes. The ex will be pissed because Charlie's way hotter than her.
Aww.
AWA bias, which, yeah, because Jubilee has no idea what I look like.
Awesome. He knows what the back of your head looks like.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe he's like, that girl's back of her head is so hot.
Oh, you guys want to hear something funny?
Sorry, yep, just made me think always.
When KG was younger, at my mom's, she had a Winnie the Pooh towel that had, like, the hood that had, like, the head right. of Winnie the Pooh. And she was, we had her completely convinced that when she had the hood on, we all thought she was Winnie the Pooh. Mm. And she thought it was, so she'd put it on and be like, we're like, where'd KG go? Pooh, did you see KG? She was like, she thought it was the funniest for years. She was completely convinced she transformed into Winnie the Pooh.
Really?
She put this hood on. Oh, yeah.
And then she went to school and she's like, I could be Winnie the Pooh.
Like, I've got everyone fooled.
Let me show you my trick.
So that's hilarious.
It was.
That's the beauty of kids, though. You can convince them of anything. Here. If you can't drink and drive, and this is very true, actually. If you can't drink and drive, why do you need a driver's license to buy liquor? Which here is not.
Well, no, you not don't really. Need. No, you just need the proof that you're 18 or yes, over.
But why do bars have parking lots?
Well, it's not wouldn't everyone that
be,
drinks.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be a great way to like push avoid, people not yeah. to drink? Like, drink. There's no parking because near the bar.
Theoretically, you're supposed to have a sober driver.
Yeah, but if there was no, like, discouraging completely drivers, just like, they there's no parking
park,
anywhere.
They would park elsewhere. Like, it's not the parking lot that's making a difference.
Hmm. I think it would help.
It would definitely deter me from taking my car if I knew parking was going to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah, that's what happens usually when you drive downtown. You're like, ugh, fuck it.
Yeah, but what bar has a fucking parking lot in town? Are you shitting me right now?
Not downtown, but like if you say like you go like to a bar on the West Island, they'll have a parking lot.
Who goes out on the West Island?
I do.
I've gone to the West. Yeah, like,
I'm totally judging.
We don't
you guys.
Live in the city. We live here. What's we live that, in the suburbs.
What's that big bar in the West Island that?
And GBL. Aw, Sloan, I'm your favorite guy, like, in the world? Mm. If so, that's hot.
That's cute.
Oh, that's like our New Zealand guy. Yeah. Of course he's my favorite guy. He should call on the show more often.
And that's it, I think. I'm going to check Skype to make sure that nobody... Oh, GBL left us a voicemail.
Nice. Yeah, but wait, yay! Let me see the quote you sent me. You sent me a quote that said, "Not all girls are made of sugar and spice and everything nice. I'm made of sarcasm, wine, and everything fine." I love that.
Oh, that is kind of cool.
That's why I texted it to you.
Yeah. You didn't text it.
Whatever you mean.
You tweeted it to me. It would have actually reached my reach if you texted it to me.
That's true.
I love it.
Hello, lovely ladies of the All Wine Aside podcast. It's GBL back with another voicemail. Firstly, Charlie, I'm sorry to burst your bubble about the whole buy thing. I was just kidding around. But as far as speaking Māori, I did learn it in school, along with a bit of French and a bit of German, but haven't spoken it for a while. But it is suffice to say, korero aho he iti moka o te Māori, which means I do speak a little bit of Māori. And of course, I can't call the podcast and not ask you all a question. So here we go. Looking back on life, what is one piece of advice that you would give your younger self? As always, thank you for the fantastic podcast. You ladies are amazing. But that's all for me, GBL, and I'm checking out.
I think I fall in love with him a little bit when I hear him talk.
Oh my god, Brooke was like holding her heart.
he's just like, he has the right words. Oh, lovely ladies.
He's like, you wrote it down.
Oh,
he's
so man. He and so prepared. Like, he doesn't like, mom, I don't know what my question
exactly
is. Like, ta-da, ta-da, ta-da. Yeah, fuck, amazing.
So
we love you, GBL. And you do speak Maori.
I love someone. Pays attention.
Yeah.
Okay, so for the last question, if there's anything you could say to your younger self.
I know what I would say to my younger self.
There's so many things I'd say to my younger
self. There's a lot of things. Like, stop giving a fuck, you know?
That is probably the main one.
And also, I would tell my younger self to not wait to sleep with guys. Like, that doesn't... that doesn't make you a whore. You choose the guy you want to sleep with, you sleep with him. Because you know what happened to me before I realized that? I got involved with guys and I was like, oh, he's very interesting and he's fun and he's great. Oh my god. A month and a half later, let's say, or 2 months later, I'd sleep with the guy
and then
terrible sex. Like, you don't, my heart was broken because it's
because
not like
of that,
because I knew that it would never work out. Oh. And I had fallen a little bit for the guy, but you know, when you're like, you can't fucking, you're not on the same tempo when you dance, you know? It's like, it's just fucking, okay. You look like an idiot, you know?
Okay.
Try your shoes on before you buy them.
Yeah, that's it. So that's what I would tell my, like,
just do it.
Don't be a fucking whore. I'm just saying, like, don't, like, pretend like you're so much better because you waited 2 months for whatever. Like, I've slept with guys on the first nights and had relationships with them, you know? It has no difference. Mm. And rather test the merchandise and then see if it like grows from there.
I would love to see you in a room with a virgin.
Oh,
just
God.
Like sit down Sloan face to face with a virgin and be like, dude, the fuck you doing?
But you know that we've done this with our friend that's a virgin, right?
Who's our friend that's a virgin? Oh yeah, did you do that?
Well, we didn't do that, but we're like, just fucking get it over with already.
No, I know, but like really like face to face, like people that like wait for religion, you know, because of religion.
But
reasons.
It was
like,
it's not for religion for her.
She's just doing it.
She just like, I remember we like when we first met, which was like 10
years ago
maybe, and we had like a dinner and we were all talking about our first times and how it's often in the like the basement of like someone's house.
It's true, it usually tends to be in
someone's
basement.
Basement?
It was like a basement.
What about
garage
you?
Type
My first time was in my bedroom, but like in the attic. My bedroom was in the attic.
Basement attic, same shit.
But I did have really early sex was in the basement. Yes
Well, there you go, like so basements funny. Or whatever. So we're going around the table.
Yeah.
And
like on a couch, a very comfortable
like,
place.
Where was your first time? In a basement. Where was your first time? In a basement. Oh, where was your in a basement? Where was your first time? I don't have it done yet. And we're like, okay, that's cool. But we were like, she was like 21 or 22 back then. Now she's 30.
She still has it.
No. And I think she's like, the expectations are like getting bigger and bigger.
After a while, I think it's like, you're waiting too long here.
Just like
if it's not for religion reasons, like,
just get it done.
Just fucking get it done.
Anybody will do.
Yeah.
No one cares. You won't remember anyway. And you'll just be happy it's over and get on with your life, you know?
Yeah. I agree.
She's not ugly or anything. She's pretty. She has a great job. She's funny when she's in a good mood.
Is she a lawyer?
She's a lawyer, yeah.
So, anyways, it's weird.
So, there you go.
What would you do?
Yourself?
What would you do? It kind of, yeah, like to just not give a fuck, to not hold back. I think I held back, like shyness held me back from a lot when I was young, and I have a lot of regrets because of that, and just fear of failing held me back from a lot, and I really wish I didn't care so much about that. So I would kind of try to pump myself up to not care so much about failing and what others thought.
What about you?
Probably the same thing. Brooke and I are very similar when it comes to that. Probably like speak your mind and stop holding back so much because it's probably going to eat you alive. Right. So
it's too bad that we only realize that later in life.
I know, right? But we you know what though? But at the same time, it's good that we realize it and now we're living that way because at least we're not stupid enough to be like, still like that, you know, like,
yeah,
and now we don't give a shit.
Living and learning.
Now we're podcasting the shit out of our talks.
We just still can't bring ourselves to say our real names.
All right, so we're done, guys. Thank you for stuff. I don't know.
Thank you for stuff.
If you want to write us, if you want to tweet us, please do at All Wine Aside. Can you start like hashtagging Drinking Station, please, though? Because we are getting too many tweets now. We can't read them all. So we're going to only talk about Drinking Station tweets.
Really?
From now on. Why not?
Okay.
I don't know. Let's do it. And or else you could send us an email at hello@allwineaside.com.
But if you're GBL, please call.
Or you could call us on Skype at
just if you're GBL.
And other people, guys, don't worry.
If you're other people, practice your accents.
Carnage, we want to see what you sound like, so please call us.
Want to see what you sound
Carnage.
Like?
Carnage.
We want to hear what you sound like.
He's your crush.
Yeah, he is my crush. No. I want to hear what he sounds like. But tell him to practice. Well, I'm going to tell him.
Yeah, right. I didn't hear you, you know.
They do?
Yeah.
No! That wasn't part of the deal. But here at All Wine Aside, we love accents.
We do.
So what? So practice a fake accent? Like,
sure.
Talk
British?
Talk British.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have to call us, eh?
Oh, yeah. Aunt has to call us.
Yeah.
You know that he never freaking answered our wine question. You know how we asked him like 17 episodes ago what wine he was telling us to buy?
Yeah, but you know what? Chateau Neuf du Pape is always fucking expensive. This guy has deep pockets is what I'm telling you.
But maybe it's cheaper there, no? Isn't that what we concluded?
You know what? I've heard of, because I'm watching Scandal now.
So good!
Okay, it's not that great. It's fine.
Well, what's your episode?
I'm like season 4 now.
Oh, really? It's pretty good.
You're a lot more excited than she is.
I thought it was pretty good. I like the relevance of it. Like, that it could happen. It's very far-fetched, but it could possibly happen.
It's so far-fetched.
It could happen, though.
It doesn't matter. Anyways, the whole point is that I'm watching it, and there's a part in that series where she's, because she loves wine, right?
Yeah, she's not.
And she's like, oh, Chateau Neuf du Pape, da da da, and she only drinks expensive wine. She's fucking loaded, that girl.
She's like $100 a bottle, that girl. That's true. That's very true.
Yeah, and like $100 is like cheap wine, you know. So, and then when I heard that, I was like, yeah, I'm not buying Chateau Neuf du Pape. Okay. Keep it in your.
So, Aunt, you have to tell us. So, yeah. And other than that, you could send us a Skype, like I just said, at Podcaster Charlie something.
Or Charlie Podcaster?
check the blog post. It's written there properly. I don't remember. And I don't care. And other than that, Facebook. Add us on Facebook. Because we have 124 likes, which is very sad.
It will only grow.
We'll see. That's it. Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Stay sexy.
And remind you.
Yay.
I have a tomato sandwich when I get home.
Yeah, that's totally what I want. But I have like turkey and I have cheese. It's gonna be delicious. Yeah,
I have like cheddar cheese at the house, and he picked up just like took the first brick of orange cheese he saw at the store the other day when he was at the
store. I thought you were gonna say orgy cheese.
Orgy cheese.
Orgy cheese.
Orgy cheese.
To me, that's like fucking like ugh.
That's like this church cheese.
that has like fermented. It has like fermented, and it's just like.